Item of business today, we have AB 21 Wood Medical Marijuana Cultivation Licenses. If we can, please have some member Wood get up here and get started, and good afternoon and welcome.
Thank you very much, and especially Senator, thank you very much for convening a bill or a meeting for one bill, especially an assembly bill. I appreciate that very, very much. Before you is Assembly Bill 21. Chair and members, as many of you know, the Medical Marijuana Regulations Safety Act was passed by this body and signed by the governor last year. The Medical Marijuana Regulations Safety Act created a requirement for local jurisdictions to develop regulations for the cultivation of medical marijuana by March 1st, 2016, or relinquish that authority to the state. Since the Medical Marijuana Regulation Safety Act was signed by the governor in October 2015, many cities and counties have rushed to put in place bans on medical marijuana as a placeholder to meet the March 1st requirement. But the MMRSA was never intended for that date to be in the final product. In some local jurisdictions, the March 1 deadline is prompting them to pass straight bans prohibiting all medical marijuana activity, which has restricted patient and primary caregiver access to medical marijuana. Given the upcoming date, there needs to be an urgent cleanup bill to resolve this inadvertent drafting error contained in the MMRSA. My colleagues and I want to allow cities and counties sufficient time to come up with thoughtful regulations on medical marijuana and not placeholder bans that would restrict patient and primary caregiver access to their medicine. AB 21 also addresses another drafting error in the MMRSA regarding primary caregiver and patient access to medical marijuana. As in print, AB 21...
If for just a second, we have a quorum. I'd like to establish it. This way we can get you vote on your bill as soon as you're ready. Call the members, please.
Hernandez.
Here.
Hernandez here. Nguyen. Hall. Mitchell. Monning. Nielsen. Nielsen here. Pan.
Here.
Pan here. Roth.
Here.
Roth here. Wolk.
Here.
Wolk here.
Quorum has been established. Thank you. Proceed.
Thank you, sir. As in print, AB 21 deletes the last sentence of Section G, which is what I committed to doing in the letter to the Assembly Journal to protect patients and primary caregivers. Since AB 21 was amended last Friday, all involved stakeholders, the ACLU, the Drug Policy Alliance, the League of California Cities, California Police Chiefs, RCRC, CSAC, and the urban counties, have reached a compromise that I believe is reasonable. The compromise language ensures that patients and primary caregivers are given access to their medicine and is protected while maintaining local control for localities. I accept the committee amendments to include compromise language that gives local governments the authority to exercise their police power under the California Constitution. I want to personally thank the chair once again. We've talked on Friday and Saturdays now. I'm not sure what your home thinks of that, but I appreciate your time and for helping to work with me on this issue. We've had numerous meetings and phone calls and trying to figure out a solution to protect patients and primary caregivers. So through many hours, we now have a solution I believe works for the committee, the stakeholders, and myself. So I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Would anybody like to speak in support? Please state your name and your position.
Tim Cromartie. Tim Cromartie. Come to an agreement over the weekend with the ACLU and other parties.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members. Rural Counties Association, echo Mr. Marty's comments. Yes, we did reach a compromise earlier this week. This is a vitally important bill for those two components that Dr. Wood talked about. We strongly urge this bill to move forward in a very, very expeditious manner to avoid the March 1 date. And again, appreciate all the work that your staff, Senator Hernandez, and others have worked on this. It's a really important bill, and we'd like to see it move forward.
CLU, and I'm also authorized today to speak on behalf of Drug Policy Alliance, and with these amendments, we are in support of the bill. And we thank you, and we thank the author very much for working with us on this.
Jonathan Feldman with the California Police Chiefs Association. We'd also like to thank all the stakeholders that worked over the weekend and the assembly member and his staff and committee staff and the chair for coming to this compromise, and we're in full support.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Johan Kleis representing HDL Services in full support.
Thank you. Support?
Hezekiah Allen, California Growers Association. Thanks all for the work. Great compromise. Strong support.
Good afternoon. Karen Keene on behalf of the California State Association of Counties, and we're in support of the bill. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Kira Ross on behalf of the City of Sacramento in support of the bill.
Mr. Chair and members, Julian DeVoris here on behalf of the Urban Counties of California in strong support of the bill. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, Viviana Becerra on behalf of the California Cannabis Operators League, Medical Investors Group, and Calcan Holdings in strong support. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Don Duncan, California Director of Americans for Safe Access. We're changing our position from support, if amended, to support. Thank you.
Christopher Castillo on behalf of the City of Beverly Hills, currently reviewing the compromise language, looking forward to going to support. Thank you.
Sylvia Solis-Shaw on behalf of the Board of Supervisors for the counties of Del Norte, Humboldt, Merced, San Luis Obispo, Shasta, Siskiyou, Solano, and Sonoma. We are, the counties are currently reviewing the compromise amendments, but we are all in support of the bill as well. Thank you.
Marvin Pineda with the United Cannabis Business Alliance out of Southern California in support of the bill.
Thank you. Is there any opposition to the measure?
Assemblyman Wood, I was in support of the bill until this morning's incident. Now I'm not. I was at the bus stop this morning waiting on our bus. Two kids from the foothills where our area was got off the bus, and there was two other teenagers waiting on them. They handed them a bag of pot, and they lit up at the bus stop. So I'm against this bill. I want the kids safe. So thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Anyone else in opposition? Questions, comments from any of the members? Oh, yes, Senator.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I compliment the author for trying to correct the deficiencies of this hastily patched together bill at the end of session. This legislature does too far much of this kind of legislating, and you've tried to help it. Unfortunately for myself, I voted against that bill. And when push came to shove, I just cannot accept legitimizing marijuana, period. And even with this amendment, there is far too much abuse, misuse, and overprescription of medical marijuana. To get to the point for me to personally accept this use of marijuana for medicinal purposes, a lot more tightening and proscription, restriction, if you will, would have to be before I'd ever get to a yes. So I want to explain why I've got to where I'm at. And today, because it is a step in the right direction at least, I'm simply going to abstain. I can never get to yes on marijuana. My many years as chairman of the Board of Prison Terms has shown me the light at the end of the marijuana tunnel. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not a pretty place.
Thank you. Anyone else? Any other comments? We do have a motion by Senator Roth. This is item number one. It's AB 21. Do pass as amended. The chair is recommending a support. Would you like to close, Assemblymember?
I just respectfully ask for your aye vote. Appreciate the comments. And I would just like to say that Senator Nielsen, I appreciate your comments, and exactly the challenges you're talking about is the reason we brought forward the Medical Marijuana Regulation Safety Act. We are really trying to make an effort to bring an industry into compliance that has been operating out of compliance for 19 years. So it is with that spirit that I bring this amendment. It's with that spirit that I brought the original legislation. Thank you.
Thank you. We do have do pass as amended, moved by Senator Roth. Call the members, please.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Wynn. Hall.
Aye.
Hall, aye. Mitchell. Monning. Nielsen. Pan.
Aye.
Pan, aye. Roth.
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wolk.
Aye.
Wolk, aye.
Currently has five, enough to get out. We have some members that are absent. I will hold the vote on call, but you should get out.
Thank you again, Senator. Appreciate it.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and lift the call. Item number one, do pass as amended. Call the absent members.
Mitchell, Monning,
Aye.
Monning, aye. Nielsen?
Thank you. I thought I was running here to establish a quorum.
We're going to go ahead and open up the roll. Item number one, AB 21, do pass as amended. We're just waiting for Senator Mitchell.
Who was in Rules Committee? For the people's business.
Call the absent members, please.
Wynn? Mitchell?
Mitchell,
aye. Mitchell, aye. Thanks. Nielsen?
Currently has seven. That bill is out. And that concludes the business of today, and we are adjourned.